What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 195. All right, so as we get closer to that big 200 number, which is wild, that, 200 episodes, that's crazy this far in. You know, when it comes to kind of our day-to-day life, it's so easy for us to get sucked in, bogged down, kind of just get on autopilot. And I saw a meme here recently, and every so often, you know, you'll see a meme that just kind of stops you for a second and makes you think about it. And this is one of those things. So hopefully, you know, whether you're a parent right now, maybe you're planning on being a parent sometimes, really, this can allow us to zoom out a little bit and kind of put things into perspective. And so if you, I don't know, like if you feel like you've been stuck in the rut, I am confident this can help you get out of it and zoom out a little bit. So hopefully you enjoy it. Also, too, make sure, go to crossroadmeats.com. Y'all need to be subscribers to get your meat every single month from us. You know, it's raised directly on our mountains here in Idaho. We ship it out across the country. You can get on the subscription. Make sure that you never have to worry about, about buying that store-bought stuff. You never know where it's coming from. Never know what's in it. Go to crossroadmeats.com, get yourself some good stuff, get that protein, get that red meat, be strong. All right, everybody, let's get started.
So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board for another solo episode. So, you know, in life sometimes it's really easy just to get stuck in like the kind of the minutia, right? The day to day, it's, you know, maybe you wake up and you have your little morning routine, and then it's get kids off to school, or it's, you know, hop in the car and commute to work or whatever it is, right? Like we're as humans, we are, whether we like to admit it or not, we're very much creatures of habit. I mean, most animals are, and if you believe that we are essentially an animal, but with a lot more abilities, you know, there's still going to be these inherent things. Like we do things kind of on autopilot sometimes, right? Like have you ever been brushing your teeth, and then all of a sudden you get done brushing your teeth and it was like, oh, did I brush my teeth? And it's like, yeah, you know, it's like sometimes your brain just turns on autopilot, you know, like maybe it's in the shower. Like I don't remember where I'd heard it, but somebody at one point was saying how, if you think about it, just about everybody, when you shower the exact same way every single time. Right. It's like if I, you know, well, not me necessarily because I don't have any hair, but it's like if I start with shampooing my hair and then I grab the soap and then I wash my left arm first and my right arm second, like, you know, most of us, we fall into these things to where our brain goes on autopilot. Right. And how many of you now are thinking about how you shower? Because most likely, I'm guessing, you probably shower almost the exact same way every single time. You wash the same body parts first, then, you know, kind of work your way wherever after that. So my guess is maybe you're still stuck on that, but the truth is, most likely, again, you probably do it the same way every single time. I know I do. Don't even think about it. Half the time I'll get done with the shower and it's like, what the hell did I just do for the last 5 minutes, right? Because you get stuck in thought, your brain's on autopilot, whatever. But that also happens to us in our regular life, right? Like in our day-to-day life, which is, it just, everything becomes a routine. Every single thing becomes a routine. It's, you know, and there's good routines and maybe not so good routines. And a lot of us, like, you try to build routines to be able to like set up your day better, right? Like I know for me, there's certain things, and I've talked a lot about this over the past couple of years, like there's certain things that I like to do in the morning because I feel like if I have that routine down, it sets up the whole rest of my day. Like working out is one of those big, 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 huge things for me to get done first thing in the morning. Number one, it makes me feel better. And number two, if I don't do it in the morning, I know my likelihood of working out goes down to about 5%, right? Because the day comes, there's problems, issues, whatever that comes up, you're facing with, you know, this crisis happens or that issue comes up, you know, and the next thing you know, it's, you've taken care of everything but yourself. But now, Speaking about routines and speaking about kind of getting into the minutia of life and how easy it really is to have that happen, I saw a meme, and every once in a while, you know, you'll see a meme, and I love memes, like, you know, the funny ones especially, but every once in a while, you know, you find this meme and it's like, wow, that one really hits. And it's a meme that says, when you teach your son, you teach your son's son, right? And this could go for your daughter teaching your daughter's daughter. But what I see happen so often, and even kind of going through this myself, is that it's very easy to understand why there are such things as generational poverty, or why there's such things as generational obesity, or there are such things as generational victims, right? And it comes back to where if I teach my son something and I ingrain that in him over and over and over again, or my daughters for that matter, whether we like it or not, we're adding to the hardwire of these kids, right? We're adding to the literal makeup of their mindset and of how they're going to view the world when they get older. And because of that, without some other type of an intervention, what are they going to do? They are going to pass that on to their son, their daughter. And that's how you get this generational, like these generational, the way I look at them, these generational curses, right? Because like when I see a child who is overweight and you realize it's not their fault, right? And like there are some kids who are just a little bit bigger, right? But you know, when you see a child who's maybe, you know, 12, 13 years old and they're 100 pounds overweight, I feel terrible for that kid, right? I feel terrible for it because they don't know any better, right? They don't understand what healthy eating is. They don't understand what maybe working out is. And again, like take out any of like the thyroid issues or stuff like that, right? I'm talking about like someone who is, you know, a child who is overweight because of the way they eat, right? And because they've just never maybe been taught a better way, or maybe haven't been taught discipline or whatnot, right? And I look at that and it's like, man, that sucks, because they're going to grow up not having an understanding or an education around maybe how to eat right, or, you know, and this isn't like trying to make your kids anorexic. Like, don't push it that way, right? That's not what it's about. It's about teaching and hopefully helping kids understand like, hey, these are healthy alternatives and these aren't. Doesn't mean you can't ever have cake or you can't ever have ice cream or any of that. Just understand that loading yourself up on sugar is not a great idea, right? It's not going to be great for your health, regardless of what your weight is or how you look. Like, you just won't feel as good if you're eating garbage food. And when you raise your kids with that, they at least have the decision on whether or not they're going to eat the garbage, right? Because all of us, like, I mean, I would love to sit here and be like, yeah, I'm so perfect at this. It's like, no, we all know that that stuff is garbage for you, and we all still choose to eat it. But at least we know and we have a choice, which is so much different than not knowing and not having a choice. And that comes from so many different areas. And the reason why I kind of talked about the minutia and how you get on autopilot is because when you do have little kids, right? And any of you who are parents, you know, whether you're actively in the phase of raising young kids or whether you're outside of it, you know that some days you're just hanging on by a thread, man. Like, the kids are just out of control and they're just energetic and they're driving you nuts. And it's like, all I'm trying to do, man, is just survive today. I mean, again, like if you're a parent and you have kids, you're either in it right now or you've been there before and you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't have kids yet and you plan on having kids, this will be you at some point. But having said that, perspective, I think, is so key, because if you can step back and you can say, you know what I'm teaching my kids right now in this crisis situation, in this whatever, is most likely what they're going to be teaching their kids. If we have something, you know, crazy come up and we just freak out and lose our mind and go ballistic, like, what do you think our kids are going to do? I mean, at the end of the day, like, this is why our kids drive us nuts, because they act just like us, right? Like, that is why so often our kids drive us crazy. Like, one of the reasons why my son, like, he's in this phase right now to where he's just a mouthy little turd. And on top of that, he just asks questions like so much to where it just wears me out. And it's like, sometimes I just have to be like, no more questions. You know, like we'll sit down and watch a, you know, like the NBA playoffs are going on. And I'm not a huge like NBA fan, but you know, there's no other sports on. And so we'll turn that on at night. We'll watch it. And like just sitting here watching the game, it's like, Dad, you know, who's the best basketball player of all time? I don't know, man. It's up for debate. I would say Michael Jordan, right? Some other people may say LeBron James. Some other people may say that. Hey, Dad, like, what makes you the best basketball player of all time? If could you have like a quadruple double, or could you only have like a double double or a triple double, right? And it's just like, just stop, man. Trying to watch the game, trying to relax. Been a long day, right? Like we've all been there. But then I start realizing he's wanting to talk to me, right? And his way of being able to like talk and have conversation is by asking questions. And yes, he is curious, but like the very thing that's driving me nuts is probably also hopefully one of the things that if I play this right, he'll remember and pass on to his son, which is, hey, you can come to me and ask me anything, right? What I don't want to teach my son, and this is something to where it hits me as well, is I don't want to hear from you. I don't want you to ask me questions. I don't want you to come to me when you're curious about something. And so as frustrating as it can be, and like parents, we see this all the time, right? Like sometimes it's really, really hard to be able to teach our kids like discipline. In fact, like one of the things I know that so many of us parents struggle with is like the standards that we want to set for our kids, because we don't want to put too much on them, and we don't want to stress them out, and we don't want to create like anxiety in our kids and all this different stuff. But I think what we're doing on the other end of that is we're actually making life comfortable, in fact, so comfortable for our kids that they don't understand how to respond to that stuff. Because it is like one of the big questions that I have when I, you know, with us raising our kids is, do we put too much pressure on them, right? Do we hold them to too high of a standard to where they're going to grow up and feel like they could never live up to dad's standard or never live up to mom's standard, and they just could never do anything right, or, you know, because you hear people that grow up that way. And man, that would break my heart if my kids ever grew up and thought we just couldn't live up to dad's standard. You know, we could never do anything right. So I always try my best to tell them like, hey, I'm proud of you and everything else. But on the other side of that, I want my kids to hopefully grow up and understand that, hey, our standard is up here, right? Like the whole world might have a standard down here. The whole world may have a standard that it's okay to be uneducated and overweight and not have a work ethic and not be disciplined and do all of these things. Like the whole world may say that's okay, but that's not okay for us. Because one day maybe, and if we keep going the way we're going as a society, it's just going to get worse, right? We're going to have even worse work ethic. We're going to have even, you know, I mean, obesity is just going through the roof. Like it is insane. Like I saw a stat the other day and I can't remember where it came from. Maybe you could fact check me on it, but it was like by 2050, they're predicting that like half of our population in the US will be type 2 diabetic. And I'm just like, wow, that is insane. That is insane that we are getting like, we're eating so poorly and like we lack so much discipline that by, you know, 20, what is that? That's like 27 years from now, half of our country will be either diabetic or pre-diabetic. I mean, that is insane. So this is where, and you know, like if you're a Christian, you probably know this as well. It's like the world says one thing, but you know, God says another. And it's almost like that with the standards that we're setting for our kids. Because again, like when we teach our kids that it's okay to go out and get smashed every night, right? And when it's okay for us to go out and live a certain way, you know, just like Ed Milet says all the time, like most things in life are caught, not taught. So we can say like, hey, don't do this, don't do that. But if we're doing it, what are they going to learn? Right? Like they're not going to just listen to us blindly. I wish they were, right? It would be so much easier if you could just tell your kids something and live a different way. And they were like, yeah, we will listen to what you say, not watch what you do. But the truth is that they're watching and they're much smarter than we give them credit for. And they pick up on so much more than what we give them credit for. I don't care if they're 5 years old or 13 years old, because I've got kids through that entire range and they are picking it up. And when you think that you can tell your kids something and then do something else, and they're going to just be okay and they're going to believe it, we're sadly mistaken. So again, like this meme, it comes back to this, like we get in this monotony. It's like, oh, just give them the iPad because I'm tired today, right? Just give them the candy because I don't want to argue about it today. Just give them this garbage food because I don't want to battle with them today. You know, when it's something like, yeah, just let them buy that thing that they, you know, are throwing a fit in the aisle for, because I don't feel like, you know, dealing with a scene in the store or whatever. Like we all as parents have these things that come up daily, and it is so hard to stay strong when you're doing it. But if you can zoom out just for a second and think, this is a teaching moment that hopefully my kids will pass on to their kids. And when it comes to the legacy side of things, guys, like obviously that's one of the pillars that I talk about a lot on this. And I think sometimes legacy can be misconstrued as like, oh, I hope you remember me. Right? Like, what am I leaving behind? I want my name on this building. I want my name on this field, or I want to be commemorated by this or that. I mean, those things are fine, whatever. But really, when it comes to legacy, it comes down to like, what type of people are you leaving on this world? I mean, that's really it, right? Like, what types of people are going to be left behind when you go? Because most people, and you know, this is something that I've considered talking a little bit about when I do my graduation talk here in a week or two, which is, think of it this way. And I can't remember, somebody said this, sorry if I don't give them the proper credit, but the reality is that here, what was it, like 6 months or a year ago, the Queen of England died. And here she is, obscenely wealthy. She's literally a queen of a country. And I bet you that you and everybody else listening to this podcast, if you ever even thought about that woman, you haven't thought about her since probably they did the whole funeral stuff or memorial or whatever they did. I'm not really into the king and queen stuff, but like most likely you haven't even thought about that person for however long it's been since she passed away. And this is someone who was on the cover of magazines, who was in featured articles, who was literally a queen of a country, and no one cares that she's gone outside of what? Her family, right? So when you start thinking about legacy, yeah, it'd be cool to have your name on a building, I guess, or it'd be cool to, you know, do some of these things. But really, your legacy is what you leave behind with your kids, the types of lessons, the types of things that you've passed on, hopefully the way that you've set them up to deal with their life and with their future kids. This is where you can break generational curses. This is exactly how you can do that. Right? Like I've talked a lot about it before on my dad's side. Like it's been a lot of people on my dad's side, you know, him, his mom, and though like that come from alcoholism, and it's caused a lot of problems. You know, it caused a lot of failed marriages, like for my dad. And like when I'm growing up and I'm seeing that, like it caused problems for me when I was younger, before I could have like the wisdom, I guess, maybe the life experience to zoom out and be like, okay, I don't want to do that. You know, I love my dad. He was a great guy, but it's like, I don't want to be divorced several times. I don't want to be drinking. I don't want to be at the bar all the time. Like, I don't want to do those things. But when you grow up around it, those things just seem normal. And so again, it comes back to, if most things are caught and not taught, like the things that I was catching when I was young and in my formative years was seeing someone like my dad at the bar all the time, right? Again, it doesn't make him a bad guy. And if that's you right now, it doesn't make you a bad person. But what you can do is you can change that. You can understand that, hey, the life that I'm living right now is teaching my son. It's teaching my daughters, right? The way that I love my wife, it's showing my girls, hopefully, how a man should treat them at some point. Hopefully, it's teaching my son how he should treat a woman at some point. I'm not out running around on her. I'm not out drinking. I'm not out, you know, sacrificing everything because I want a little, you know, I want to go out and get hammered or whatever, right? Like, hopefully those lessons will live on through my kids, and then they will be equipped to make the right decisions in their life. Now, again, kids are dumb, right? Like, they're going to make bad decisions. If anybody's offended by me saying kids are dumb, they are dumb. More ignorant, right? Like, they just don't know yet. And the way that they're going to know is by learning, by watching your example. So we can get stuck in this minutia. We can get stuck in just take the iPad, just take the phone, just do this. Yes, I don't care if you're on Instagram, as long as it keeps you busy, keeps you out of my hair. Like, we only have these kids for a very short period of time. And if what I'm teaching my son, he's going to teach his son, that's where I feel like, man, I've got to step up my game. And if we all did that as a society, as a culture, if we all said, you know what, the things I'm teaching my daughters, at some point she's going to teach her son or her daughter, right? Like everything that I'm doing with my parenting, and this can put pressure on you. But understand, pressure is not a bad thing. Pressure is a good thing. Like if you want to have bigger muscles, how do you do that? You put pressure on your muscles. You lift more weight. You put more stress on them. So it's okay to hold yourself to a high standard as a parent. It's okay to hold your kids to a high standard, right? Like most of the kids that I see that succeed in things and that are successful, they were held to a higher standard. In fact, maybe they were pushed beyond what they wanted to. Maybe their childhood wasn't super comfortable in some aspects because their parents pushed them. Now, again, like hopefully you can do that in a way to where it doesn't create like bitterness and it doesn't create animosity in your relationship. But I want my kids to look back and be like, you know what? My dad pushed me. He tried to get more out of me than anybody else. He did it in a loving way. He did it in a caring way, but he pushed me. He held my feet to the fire because someday they're going to be in a job. They're going to be running a business. They're going to be doing something to where their feet are held to the fire. How are they going to respond? Hopefully I've equipped them for that. So again, I'm going to wrap it up saying this. Just understand we can get stuck in the autopilot. We can get stuck in the day-to-day. We can get stuck in the minutiae of life. But understand again, while we're going through that, our kids are watching us. And if we can set the standard for them, hopefully that standard will live on well beyond us. Again, it's not about names on the building. It's not about, you know, all of these accolades after we're dead. We're dead. Who cares? Right? But if we can keep teach our kids the right things to do to teach their kids, that is the good stuff. That is the legacy. All right, everybody, have an awesome weekend. Get out there and crush it.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.